This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says it's the right time for Israel to scale back its military offensive in the Gaza Strip, even as Israeli leaders vow to intensify their operation against the territory's ruling Hamas militant group. The U.S. comments on Sunday exposed the growing differences between the close allies on the 100th day of the war. Also Sunday, Israeli warplanes struck targets in Lebanon following a Hezbollah missile attack in northern Israel that killed two Israeli civilians, an older woman and her adult son. The exchange of fire underscored concerns that Gaza violence could trigger wider fighting across the entire region. A war of words has erupted the day after Taiwan's presidential election. Taiwan accused China of making fallacious comments, and China criticized the U.S. for congratulating the winner. The verbal sparring on Sunday highlights a seemingly intractable divide over Taiwan's fate. It's a major flashpoint in U.S.-China relations at a risk leading to an actual war in the future. Two former U.S. officials arrived in Taiwan on Sunday for post-election meetings with political leaders. The victory of Lai Ching-te in Saturday's election was a setback for China's efforts to bring Taiwan under its control. Leaders of talks on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's peace formula say a growing number of countries are working to help set the groundwork for Russia to join one day. It's an admittedly distant goal as a nearly two-year war grinds on and neither side willing to cede ground. The fourth such meeting of national security advisors was held in the Swiss town of Davos on Sunday. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The American military says a U.S. fighter jet shot down the missile in the latest attack roiling global shipping amid Israel's war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The attack on Sunday marks the first U.S. acknowledged fire by the Houthis since American allied nations began strikes Friday on the rebels following weeks of assaults on shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthis have targeted that crucial corridor linking Asian and Mideast energy and cargo shipments to the Suez Canal onward to Europe. Over the Israel-Hamas war, the attacks threatened to widen that conflict in a regional area. North Korea again says it has flight-tested a new solid-fuel intermediate-range missile tipped with a hypersonic warhead as it pursues more powerful, harder-to-detect weapons designed to strike remote U.S. targets in the region. The report Monday by North Korea's state media came a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries detected the launch. That was the North's first ballistic test of 2024. The launch came 2 months after North Korea said it successfully tested engines for a new solid-fuel intermediate-range missile, which reflected a push to advance its lineup of weapons targeting U.S. military bases in Guam and Japan. Sub-freezing temperatures blasting much of the U.S. have put millions of Americans at risk of potentially dangerous cold as winter storms have left four dead and continue to dump snow from coast to coast. The National Weather Service said Sunday that wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees in the states of Montana and the Dakotas. An estimated 95 million Americans face potential windy, frigid conditions with temperatures below zero even into northern Texas. Buffalo, New York could see up to 2 feet of snow, weather so severe it forced an NFL playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and Pittsburgh Steelers to be postponed from Sunday to Monday. Elsewhere, parts of the South brace for a round of snow. A Guatemalan president-elect Bernardo Arevalo is waiting to be sworn in as the old guard Congress dwindling has delayed the inauguration ceremony. That sparked angry protests Sunday by Democrats. Tired of months-long attempts to keep the new president from taking office, supporters who had been waiting hours for a festive inauguration celebration in Guatemala's city's Plaza de la Constitución marched to the building where Congress was meeting. They scuffled with lines of riot police, sweeping them roughly out of their way before gathering outside Congress, demanding legislators name the delegation that must attend the ceremony. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.